If a doctor said you should get a test or an x-ray just in case, what would you say? I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. When I've been in that position, my instinct is, let's do it. What could it hurt? But sometimes doing that test can snowball, opening the floodgates to more tests, some helpful, some harmful. What researchers call a cascade of care. Trade-Offs producer Ryan Levy has been reporting on the dangers of these cascades. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Dan. You know the old kid's book, if you give a mouse a cookie, he'll ask for a glass of milk? Well, that's kind of how I think about cascades, but in medicine, right? It's this seemingly unstoppable series of medical tests or procedures that are really driven by the fear of missing something important.
And what's a real-world example of how this plays out, Ryan?
Well, back in 2012, a patient we're going to call Joe needed hernia surgery. As part of his pre-surgery workup, his doctor ordered a chest x-ray, which showed a growth inside his lung. Dr. Meredith Neese knew that that growth was probably benign, but now that she'd seen it, they needed to see if it was cancer, possibly, which was all pretty stressful for Joe.
This guy is like sweating in his seat when I see him because he's not thinking about this hernia. It hurts. But who cares if his stomach hurts a little bit because he's thinking he's got cancer.
The test came back clean, but it showed another mystery mass, this one near his kidney. So he had to get another test, which also came back fine, finally ending his cascade. But altogether, this series of tests set Joe back 8 weeks, and it took him 6 months to get his hernia surgery finally.
And that highlights the risks. So do we have a sense of how common these cascades are?
They're really common, Dan. 99% of doctors reported experiencing some kind of cascade, according to a 2019 survey, and 87% of them said they'd seen a cascade harm a patient. Now, that could be physical harm from a test itself, financial harm from having to pay more, or psychological harm, like with Joe, you know, the fear and anxiety that something might be wrong.
And how easy is it, Ryan, to spot a cascade before it gets rolling?
It's tricky. You know, doctors need to be thorough. And sometimes a test that's done for a good reason can still lead to a cascade that harms a patient. But what researchers are really focused on are the cases where a cascade starts with a test or a procedure that evidence has shown is unlikely to help most patients. This is what's called low-value care. In Joe's case, it was that chest x-ray for a hernia surgery. But it's also things like MRIs for low back pain, prostate cancer screenings for men over 80, and vitamin D tests.
Okay. What, if anything, is being done to sort of get out in front of this?
Well, that's also tough because, like you said at the top, patients often believe that, you know, more is better, right? And there are a lack of incentives for hospitals and docs to avoid these cascades. There are a few things happening, like this campaign called Choosing Wisely, which educates doctors and patients about low-value care. And some hospitals, less than 10% or so, are putting apps in their electronic health records to alert clinicians when they're about to order a low-value service. But the thing that experts think would make the biggest difference is if insurance companies actually just stopped paying for these services. But we see very little of that happening so far.
Ryan Levy, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dan.
To hear more of Joe's story and learn how some hospitals are using technology to cut down on cascades, check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.